Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. We're your all-access guide to all the craft beer events happening in and around Chicago. This week, Nick tells me about the awesome time he had in Austin, and we get right into it with the upcoming events for this week and this weekend. Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
I'm Nick White.
And thanks for coming back, everyone. It's episode 5, and we're still out there drinking, going to events, just meeting and greeting everyone, right?
Absolutely. That's one way to put it. Yeah, we're really excited to have this show be what we like to refer to as This Week in Chicago Craft Beer. We'll talk about what we did, and then we'll talk about what's coming up, give you an idea of what happens in this town, you know, the cool stuff and the stuff that we might be at. So,
And even though I said we're out there going to all these events and stuff, we didn't really do very much last week, and we're kind of behind a day this week because we were so busy with other things.
Exactly, man. I mean, you know, you sucking at life, yeah. You know, with regards to this podcast. But yeah, man, we both got a lot going on. I was out of town. I went to Austin, Texas.
Nice.
Before I went there, we hung out and did an episode of the Hotcast, which was super cool.
Should be out this coming week, too, so keep an eye out for that.
My favorite part was, you know, there was a little audience gathering. There was, like, me and then the two other dudes. Mm-hmm. And, like, yeah, you guys were in rare form by episode. You guys knocked those things out. We recorded, like, 3 episodes that night, right?
Yeah, we do. We go through them pretty quickly, and, you know, we bank them and then put them out every couple weeks.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool. So, but yeah, in between all our other stuff, we didn't get around to doing too much. Austin was nice. I did hit a brewery. I hit the plan was to go. I went for a wedding.
Yeah.
The plan was to go for 2 days and do beer stuff and then do wedding stuff for 2 days. So I did beer stuff, but not really breweries, more focus on bars.
Okay.
The one brewery I did hit was Black Star. It's a co-op.
Oh, cool.
So Black Star Co-op is, they say they're the world's first co-op brewery. So I guess co-op in a sense that 3,000 people own the place, and they're all like, it's like some serious like post-hippie revival shit going on in Austin, right? So 3,000 people, there's no manager, well, no management system. Okay. Everyone has like this equal share in the business, and that's how they run the brewery.
I feel like we did a beer of that on the Hopcast. Do they have just a straight-up lager? Right.
Yeah, Austin is lager town. Like every brewery like has like a lager, seems like it's one of their flagship beers. Yeah, and they got a really good brew pub with food and, yeah, some nice cask offerings and some really wacky names to their stuff. It's highly recommended. I would say definitely if you're in Austin, Black Star is one of the stops you should hit.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
But speaking of drinking, continuing our drinking of Chicago beer here on Chicago Beer Pass, we have a 2008 Bourbon County from Goose Island we're sipping on this afternoon.
Yeah, I was walking over
this evening, I guess, maybe.
I'm walking over from Cobra Lounge, man, and yeah, this weather dropped all of a sudden, so this is right on time. We're digging in the crates a little bit, man. We went vintage today, man.
I know, yeah. Usually we're going fresh cans. Now we're going old bottles.
Yeah. This 2008 Bourbon County Stout is goddamn, it's got me stuttering. I'm so excited. There are two beers that never get old to me, right? No matter how much I drink them. Right. The Anti-Hero from Revolution and Bourbon County. I just really dig those beers like heavy. So this is from their vintage collection. So the vintage collection has a completely different label than what you're used to seeing. It's not all black. In fact, it's white with black letters. It's got the Goose logo, which is the three brewing stars and the goose.
Right.
So it's kind of like a play on the Chicago star flag.
Mm-hmm. And it's got the long story on the front, like all about Bourbon County Stout and what makes it great, and great cigar beer and all that stuff that they've kind of dropped from the packaging now and went cleaner and more minimal.
Yeah, this was back when Greg Hall this is a note from Greg Hall. So if you ever get a chance to get a hand on some vintage BCS, like this bottle or Bourbon County Rare, the story on the side of Bourbon County Rare kind of got me choked up. It's just a really cool, like, one or two paragraphs. You should definitely check that out.
Okay. They have it up on their website somewhere?
No, you got to get a bottle of Bourbon
County Rare. It's in the bottle. Okay. It's in the actual package. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It was a bottle that came in a box, and on the outside of the box is this beautiful, like, three-paragraph story written by Greg. It's really cool. But yeah, this is lovely. This is a great way to start this show with some BCS 2008.
Mm-hmm. Well, since we'll sip on this, and since we didn't do much the last week, I guess we might as well just jump into this coming week and what we're going to try to make it to and what you're going to now that you're here and not off drinking out of state.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there is one thing I did do. I went to Atlas for the I wasn't there for this, but I had their beer. It's their October beer. It's the pumpkin beer.
Okay.
It's called Phantasmagoria.
Oh, that's right. We were talking about that in the previous episode.
We were talking about that like last week. I think it's one of the best beers they make. I really like this this pumpkin beer from Atlas. Yeah, it's got like cinnamon and coriander and like Szechuan peppercorns. It's wacky.
Oh,
it's wacky. But it's went there and did a flight, and that one jumped out of the flight for me. Like, I thought it was really good. So, yeah.
Very cool. Well, yeah, speaking of Atlas, this week, though, on Thursday, Emporium and Atlas are teaming up for a video game pairing. So at 7 o'clock on Thursday, they're going to be pairing Atlas beers with different video games. The author of the blog, The Art of Pairing Video Games and Booze, is the head brewer at Atlas.
Come on, really?
Yeah.
That must be one of the Salar guys, man. Ben and John.
Yeah, it's Ben, yeah. And it looks like a fun event. The tap list they have up and just the games that they're pairing with. So it seems like a fun night. I think Thursday is packed, though, so it's going to be tough to pick these events. But this seems like a good one if you're in the area.
Yeah, Thursday the 24th, there's a lot going on. There's an event called Barley's Angels. Barley's Angels is also the name of like a beer appreciation group in town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Lorna Jewett, I think, who she used to write for the Chicagoist. She probably still does.
Okay.
Yeah, I know she's over there doing her thing. And they're doing something at a public house. The name of the event is Barley's Angels. So basically, it's a public house fundraiser. It's an annual fundraiser. And they're raising money for Lollilocks. And if you don't know what Lollilocks is, it's a charity that's dedicated to connecting high-quality wigs with cancer patients that can't afford the wigs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's pretty cool, man. Beer has a very unique reach with regards to nonprofits.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool that beer is helping them achieve their goal of uniting cancer patients with things they can't afford.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be at a public house. That's Thursday the 24th. VIP is $55. General admission is $35. And it includes beer and food made from scratch at Public House. They take a lot of pride in their food over there. So
does the VIP get you another hour or something like that, probably?
It's VIP gets you in early. And I don't know if the beer is different in VIP. They're a little bit skimpy on those details. They're really, if you go to their website, chicagopublichouse.com, it really goes into detail about what their relationship is with the guys receiving the funds.
Okay.
So with Lollilocks.
All right.
And it talks about all the sponsors of the event, and it talks about all the cool raffle prizes you can win if you enter the raffle.
Can you win a wig for your Halloween costume? I could go for like a good George Washington wig.
or a Samuel Jackson wig from Pulp Fiction.
Oh, okay.
Man, I've been wanting to dress up like Sam Jack for a couple years now for Pulp Fiction, man. That'd be awesome. You know what that, or you know what would be a cool Halloween outfit, is you ever go to like the Brazilian steakhouse, the churrascarias, you know, Fogo de Chao, whatever. So there's this dude, you know, he's got on this weird tie, he's got his pants rolled up, and he's walking around with a sword with meat on it. And all he says all day is, "Do you want some meat?"
That would be a good costume. You'd have to have a sword of meat, though, all night. And
that would be cool. That'd be cool as hell, man. This podcast is off the rails, man.
It's the Bourbon County Stout. It hits you fast. Well, yeah, speaking of the Bourbon County, also Thursday night at Goose Island Clybourne is Wild Ales Tasting Night. And this is a $30 event. I think you have to RSVP. You might be able to just show up and pay to go in. You get 4-ounce tastes of Jillian, Halia, Juliet, and Lolita. And there's food, little samples that Clybourne usually has out, food, cheeses, and things like that to go with it.
Yeah.
We were drinking some Jillian the other night, and I know you can get bottles in the store now. At Binny's has them, and it is awesome.
Yeah, I've been waiting on that beer, man. I don't know if we touched on this on any of the episodes, but that was the one beer for me. Like, it used to be called Scully, right? So 3 years ago at FOBAB, you know, it was the one beer where I finally had that moment where I realized that all barrel beers don't have to be dark.
Okay.
You know, because they put that in wine barrels, and it's based on a dessert from one of the brewer's wives. So it's a strawberry white pepper saison. That beer is fun stuff. Yeah, Jillian's awesome.
Nice, yeah. And yeah, so it's a good chance to try all four of these and because I know these bottles are kind of, they got kind of expensive. So if you can go there and get a little taste of them all, it's probably worth it.
Yeah, you get to see all the sisters. You'll probably see Lolita. You might even see Juliet there too.
Yeah, I think all four of them there.
Absolutely.
That's a jam-packed Thursday night.
Yeah, Thursday night is serious, man. And then there's Friday.
Okay. What do you got?
At Local Option, there's an event called Where Eagles Drink. Local Option is a special place, man. You know, all their events start at 3 p.m., which is awesome if you can be there at 3 p.m. because their tap list is out of control.
Yeah, this tap list, you have to, on Facebook, you have to hit more to see, like, the next, like, page of them. It's kind of nuts.
Yeah. I like my favorite quote about Local Option is from Keith Lemke from Siebel Institute. And he's like, Nick, and he says it in his own accent, but he's like, Nick, that's the only place in the city I go where every time I go, there's a beer on the list that I've never heard of.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they're going to have Canteon on draft at this thing, man.
Yeah. And yeah. Double Daisy, Founders Oatmeal Stout Nitro, a bunch of different Local Option beers. The list is crazy. You have to check this out and make it over there at 3 p.m. on Friday because it's going to get packed.
Yeah, I love that place. They play no games with the draft list. My last time I was there for one of these events, they had something. I don't know why there was a band there. The band that plays the bagpipes. So, you know, one of those kind of bands.
Okay.
Right. So they do like this bagpipe showcase. And and then they start playing this AC/DC song. It's A Long Way to the Top if you want to rock and roll. And like in the middle of that song, there's this these bagpipes start kicking in. So then the band starts playing to the AC/DC song. And it was just all like impromptu stuff.
Wow, that's awesome.
I like Local Option, man.
Man, where does the band play? That place isn't.
It's little as hell. It's like literally like we're standing by the bar, me and you, and there's a bagpipe guy behind us. And before you know it, you know, Tony's introducing the bagpipe dude. They do a quick song, everybody goes nuts, and then they play the AC/DC song, and then it's like amplified by the bagpipes. But it's like all in this really little quarters.
Cool.
It's fun stuff.
Nice. Then this weekend, it seems like things kind of quiet off a little bit. I think everyone's going to be out for Halloween in their Samuel Jackson Pulp Fiction costumes. And
yeah, it's really light this Saturday. Yeah, so you can almost fast forward to Tuesday. Like Tuesday the 29th, there's a couple of events on that day.
Yeah. I know I got one called the Great Pumpkin Party at Fountainhead. And they just have a nice pumpkin tap list. They got Jolly Pumpkin, Green Bush. They got Bee Nectars, Terranina, Anchor. So a lot more too.
Yeah. And, you know, I ran across that event as well. The coolest part about that event is it looks like they're actually like tapping beers like out of pumpkins.
Yeah, I think it said beers will be poured through pumpkins. So I kind of just want to drink the beer out of a little pumpkin.
I'm game. Like if I got nothing going Tuesday, I'm going to be at this thing. That thing sounds incredible, man. Like, yeah, like, come on. It's a pumpkin full of beer at your table.
Yeah, if I could get that, like I'll just walk around. That would be a good like Halloween thing to do if you wanted to drink in public. And I don't condone, you know, don't do that. But if you wanted to, you could fill up a pumpkin with beer and walk around with it.
Yeah.
No one's going to stop you.
And you'd be winning at that point, actually, if you did that. So also on the same day, on Tuesday the 29th, the Bar on Buena, you know, North Buena Avenue, they won the Stone Most Bitter Bar contest. So Stone has its annual contest. So apparently the Bar on Buena, they've won it 2 years in a row. So now they're going to celebrate, throw a party. Aaron Tyrell from Stone, he's a regional rep from Stone. He's going to be there. And they got a lot of Stone beers on draft that day to celebrate this, the fact that they're the most bitter Stone bar in Chicago. So they got a beer called a 10-barrel Suede Imperial Porter, which is a collaboration they made. Sublimely Self-Righteous, Ruination. Starts at 4 p.m., $6 a glass for all those beers.
So. Nice. And that place is like almost right around the corner from Aragon, right?
Yeah, so that's Uptown.
Yeah.
That's, Uptown. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, it's a pretty nice bar there. Yeah, I've been there only once, I think, but it's a good size and nice tap list.
Yeah.
I think that's all I got. Do you have anything else creeping on your list?
No. Pretty light. It's pretty light week this week.
All right, so this is going to be a short episode for you. Hopefully you have a good time at Halloween parties and you make it out to something. And if you have an event that you want to let us know about or like to feature on the show, let us know. And Nick, how can people get a hold of you if they do have an event or want to meet up with you for a drink?
You can meet up with me for a drink or just reach out and say hello. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio. Our entire crew runs the Chicago Beer Geeks Facebook page. So that's Facebook, Chicago Beer Geeks.
Nice. And you can get a hold of me. I'm on Twitter at BRAD. And you can follow the Chicago Beer Pass. We're on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. And subscribe to the show. Just go to chicagobeerpass.com. And thanks for listening.
Laters.